This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. President Draupadi Murmu today laid foundation stones of three new railway lines at Bangariposi in Mayurbhanj district of Odisha. The president laid the foundation stone of the 86-kilometre Bangariposi Goru Mahishani rail line, which will enhance connectivity within the Mayurbhanj district of Odisha. The estimated construction cost of this project will be 2,549 crore rupees, and it will facilitate the movement of passengers and freight, contributing to regional economic growth. The 82-kilometre Badam Pahar Kendujhargarh rail line will be constructed at an estimated cost of 2,106 crore rupees. The 60-kilometre Buramara Chakulia rail line will connect the Mayurbhanj district of Odisha and East Singhbhum district of Jharkhand, and it will be built at an estimated cost of 1,639 crore rupees. The introduction of these rail lines will bring immense benefits to local residents who have long been deprived of efficient rail communication. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Swarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. The year-long Karyakar Swarna Mahotsav has been organised to honour the service of the volunteers of Bochasan Vasi Akshar Purushottam Swami Narayan Sanstha, BAPS. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today lauded the Cabinet's decision to open 85 new Kendriya Vidyalayas across the country. In a social media post, Prime Minister Modi said this is another big decision taken by the government to make school education as accessible as possible. He highlighted that while this step will benefit a large number of students, it will also create many new employment opportunities. The Prime Minister also said the approval of the Ritala-Kundli corridor under the fourth phase of the Delhi Metro will make commuting between Delhi and Haryana easier. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh will pay an official visit to Russia from tomorrow. During the three-day visit, the Defence Minister and his Russian counterpart Andrei Belousov will co-chair the 21st meeting of the India-Russia Intergovernmental Commission on Military and Military Technical Cooperation in Moscow. The two leaders will review the entire range of multifaceted relations between the two countries in the field of defence, including military-to-military and industrial cooperation. They will also exchange views on contemporary regional and global issues of mutual interest. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today saluted the courage, valour, fortitude and sacrifices of the Indian Armed Forces on the occasion of the Armed Forces Flag Day. In his message, Mr. Singh said the Armed Forces Flag Day is a day to remember the courage and contributions of the Indian Armed Forces. A nationwide campaign, Prashasan Gaon Ki Or, will be launched on the 19th of December during the Good Governance Week. The week-long program will be held till the 24th of December, covering events in all districts across the country. In this campaign, over 700 district collectors will be participating and officials will be visiting the Tehsils and Panchayat Samiti headquarters. Indian nationals have been advised to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, the External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with the Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +96 399 335 973, and the email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. Those who can leave have been advised to do so by the earliest available commercial flights. Others have been requested to observe utmost precaution about their safety and restrict their movements to the minimum. In the Junior Women's Hockey Asia Cup, India will compete in Pool A along with China, Malaysia, Thailand and Bangladesh, while Pool B will feature South Korea, Japan, Chinese Taipei, Hong Kong and Sri Lanka. The Indian team, led by Jyoti Singh, will open their campaign against Bangladesh tomorrow. And with that, we end this news bulletin.